This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Today's business column from Daniel Howes in the Detroit News is about the Q Line. That's the new streetcar system that will run along 3.3 miles of Woodward Avenue in Detroit. Daniel joins us now. So what do you think the Q Line represents for Detroit?
Well, I think it's another step in what I call the reinvention of Detroit. I'm not a fan of the concepts of comeback and renaissance because I think Detroit is actually having to reinvent itself as a smaller, more vibrant city. And, you know, you look around, not only in the United States, but around the world, almost any major city has got a serious, incredible transit system. And for a city that put the world on wheels, you would think that Detroit might be a little more savvy about that. And I think that this move that we're getting right now with Q Line is only the beginning. I think the people who are behind it believe that within the next 10 years, they're going to have a line that goes all the way to M59 up Woodward, that goes out Jefferson, that goes out Michigan Avenue, and they're going to have a system here. People have to come to terms with the fact that personal transportation and the personal automobile is not going to be the only mode of transportation going forward. There's a lot of societal change and people pushing in different areas and a lot of people who don't really want to own a car, they just want transportation. So I think you're going to see not only this kind of public transit, but also what's called the last mile stuff, which is the Ubers and the Lyfts of the world that take people from a station, let's say up at West Grand Boulevard, and takes them to their home 2 miles away.
You note the streetcar has its critics, and I've heard them too. One person asked me, and I'll ask you, why is the Q Line going to be any more successful than the frequently derided people mover in downtown Detroit?
Well, for one thing, it's happening in a very different time in the city. I mean, the people mover, as it was running, the city was becoming depopulated. I think where you've got the Q Line is along some of the most repopulated areas of the city. If people would come down there and walk around the lower Woodward and start to, and then drive up Woodward towards New Center, I think you'd be astonished in seeing at how many storefronts are filled or under construction. I was just walking around there again yesterday. It's a totally different vibe. Now, I don't think that you can judge this on 6 months and say, well, if you reach 5,000 riders a week, and if you haven't, then it's a failure. I think it's going to take some time to kind of judge that and see what kind of acceptance there is, and as people kind of understand what the patterns and the usefulness is of it to them. But I think it's up to them to judge. It's not up to someone who's sitting out in the suburbs lobbing cheap shots from the comfort of their keyboard. It's the person that has moved downtown or lives near Wayne State and is working down at Campus Martius who decides whether or not this makes sense for them or doesn't. And that's going to be the ultimate arbiter. It's not going to be armchair critics.
Yeah, I'm wondering what this is going to do for the parking decks down there that are in some cases charging some pretty steep parking fees when you can park somewhere cheaper and take the Q Line in.
Well, I think that's exactly right. And, you know, Detroit parking, I mean, those of us that work in the Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press got a very rude awakening a couple years ago when we moved offices and left our historic homes and all of a sudden had to pay market rate for parking. We had it very good for a very long time. It was a rude awakening. And I think that's exactly right. And I think for some people it's going to make more sense. You know, you have appointments. I've had situations where I have appointments at different parts of downtown. In fact, I have some of those today. And getting on the Q Line would be very convenient to avoid doing some of that.
The officials with M1 Rail, the organization behind Q Line, like to note what a mix of private and donated money went into the Q Line. They don't trumpet all that much the federal and state tax dollars that went into it, and it was pretty substantial. How will we know if there's a real return on that taxpayer investment?
That's a good question. I mean, I think ridership is going to be part of it. I think the other thing, that point that the M1 organizers make is, that typically on $150 million or so investment, you would expect to get $600 or $800 million in spinoff investment along the line that has been put in. They just recently released a study that was financed by the Kresge Foundation that looked at development going back to 2013, that since 2013 there's been $7 billion of investment along the Q Line corridor, either completed, underway, or in the works. So, I mean, I think when you start to look away, I think one of the biggest payoffs is going to be what kind of development and investment there is along the line. And does it start to move away from Woodward? That's going to be another tab to look at. At the end of the day, I think the reinvention of Detroit is a process. It's not a destination, and a lot of people are very impatient and cynical and, you know, say, well, this isn't sufficient. This hasn't done it. Well, not no single thing, not a Q line, not the restructuring of Detroit's finances, not the grand bargain, not District Detroit by the Illich family, not Dan Gilbert buying all those buildings. No single thing is going to create the reinvention. It's going to be a process. It's going to take time.
Daniel Hiles is the business columnist for Detroit News. Today's column is Q Line, Next Step in Detroit Reinvention. Daniel, thanks much.
Thanks, Lester.